keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Okay, Trademark Productions podcast SEO radio show. Talking about web design, development, social media, and all cool things to help your business go to the next level online. And this week, sitting with me is Mike Hoffman. Dario Cherini took off. He's in San Francisco working with some clients at one of the food shows out there, an international food show. So that's kind of cool. We'll have a report on him from him next week on some of the trends that he's seen regarding social media and how that's working with some food and wine in regards to stuff online. But this week, you know, one of the things that happened that's been really interesting is the changeover. I guess you could kind of say it's an algorithmic update that has happened with Google, but it's really not. It's more of a focus with the Google Plus network, because now in search, you're once logged into your search account, into your Google account, which a lot of people have to be nowadays because of all the tools we're using with Google, you are going to have two different sets of search results. And one of the big focus is going to be what your friends are actually, people in your circles. It's going to be showing up and modifying your search results based on your friends in your circles and what they're looking for, what they're looking at, what they've uploaded, what they've tagged, and kind of being suggestive into modifying and creating a curated search results for you. And it's pretty interesting. I said back in the summer that we might have a little bit of a Facebook killer, or definitely a large contender for the heavyweight championship of search. And it looks like they've definitely come in back in for with a large uppercut to the jaw of Facebook and Bing with this. So we're going to be monitoring and doing some of our own testing and seeing what really the focus of this is. But God damn, I mean, everything we do for SEO, this has really thrown a wrench into the fray. And so now, if you have not been active in social media, if you've not made it a part of your marketing plan to take social media seriously, even more so, engagement thereof, and producing content to publish out to social media networks, you need to think about this now. It needs to become part of your game plan. So we'll be monitoring that more, and probably next week talk a little bit more in depth about that. Hopefully even maybe pull someone on the line with us that can be a little bit more educated into the specifics of it. So we're going to work on that, Mike. But Mike Hoffman's sitting here, and he's got some great stuff to go ahead and share with everybody today. So what was kind of one of the first points? Feel free to speak and let them know that you're here at any time. Move a little closer to Mike there, too, so everybody can hear you.
All right, there we go. Kind of going off the Google Search plus your world, it's really interesting because Twitter fired back at Google the other day saying that this is going to ruin native search results and all stuff like that, because Twitter searched at I think it's WWE, the World Wrestling, and Twitter's homepage for the WWE doesn't even come up on the first page, and it's because of these Google Plus integrations. And Twitter is fighting against that and saying that Google is making Google Plus the sole focus of search now.
Well, sure, they're going to definitely do that. It's advantageous for them. It's in their best interest to do something like that. And more so, Google fired back and said, hey, we've wanted to include and populate a lot of search results and be a little bit more open to your network. Mm-hmm. And you guys just kind of declined on doing that, working with us. So, you know, we built a better mousetrap, essentially.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out for social search and then SEO as well.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk about today, there's been a lot of news stories recently over the past 2 to 3 months about Facebook and privacy regarding children. And Facebook's policy, same with MySpace, is that you have to be 13 or older to use it.
My who?
Facebook's terms of service.
I forget what that was.
Yes, MySpace.
Oh, Justin Timberlake's network?
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Justin Timberlake's network. But the terms of service for both those sites, you have to be 13.
Sure.
Because of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act.
COPPA compliancy. C-O-P-P-A.
Yes. Yep, C-O-P-P-A. And apparently a lot of children are, or a lot of parents are letting their children get on Facebook and actively helping them break that law to sign on to Facebook.
So this is a federal stature.
Yes.
And then it's not being policed in a lot of ways, but this has recently come to light?
No, I mean, it's been a problem over the last couple of years from what I've read, but it's getting more and more press, like, lately for some reason. And I think it's an issue that really needs to be taken on, head first, because the biggest thing with Facebook is they're constantly changing the privacy settings. They're constantly updating that stuff. It's confusing for, for adults who are well-versed in Facebook,
sure,
let alone a 13-year-old or a preteen who doesn't know how to do that, and that can leave the window open for online predators.
Well, there's a status called the tweens,
mm-hmm,
and tweens, I believe, are 11 to 14, I want to say, but it might be even earlier, so this could be definitely applying to some of the tweens that are out there. So go on.
Yeah, I was just saying Facebook's privacy settings are hard to understand, period, let alone for a young kid. They can end up posting stuff publicly and not realizing it, and it compromises their safety. Plus, Facebook mines your data and targets ads toward you. And Facebook is not legally allowed to take information from anyone under the age of 13. And by these parents allowing their kids to get on Facebook early is letting Facebook mine their data before they're legally allowed to. And it's just...
And that's, well, obviously, you have to fabricate and lie, mm-hmm, in order for someone like that to get an account.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's not hard to get on Facebook if you're under 13. All you have to do is say you're 18 or 14.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is that it's not safe for children. The internet is not really a safe place for little kids to begin with. And Facebook is, one of the safest, quote-unquote, social networks, but it still has a lot of holes when you're not aware of how to close those,
right,
with the privacy settings. And, I just think it's something that really needs to get under control, and I don't know how to do it. There was a column in the New York Times in November that talked about how we need to strip down child privacy laws for the internet and completely rewrite them, because that was COPPA was passed in 1998, and that's 13 years old. The internet has completely done a 180 since then multiple times.
I made a post last night. Someone I trust and I really look up to, Nia Patel, posted out on his Facebook about the fact that the internet is like internet technology, and the way things change for us as marketers moves like a dog year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are familiar with dog years, it's essentially 7 years. So the technology and how things change so dramatically and so quickly is like a dog year. So I thought that was pretty descriptive to the layman of exactly what we embark on and what happens. And I think that plays a lot into this case right now, like what you're saying, as far as COPPA being written and formed back in 1998. And it's probably time to have that updated and looked at probably a little, mm-hmm, bit more diligently, especially with the insurgence of mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how many kids. I mean, my daughter, she's 3 years old, and she knows how to – she's known for the past year and a half how to work her way around an iPad. It's just crazy and to be able to download it. She can go to YouTube and search for things.
My younger brother is almost 6, and I gave him my old iPhone. I mean, it's not a working phone, but he uses it as an iPod Touch, and he's 6 years old. If he had access to Facebook,
Yeah, just think of the damage he could be doing, because I guess the comprehension of repercussions of doing quick things and emulating something, not to mention just trollers and prowlers that are out there.
Exactly.
That could be going after some of these young kids too. So that's definitely something to take in consideration. So parents out there, you really need to be aware of where your kids are active. And if you are, for some reason, giving them a phone with wireless access, with an account, whatever it's your friend and family plan, whatever, and you're doing something like this before the age of, God, I'd have to say 13, 14.
Yeah.
Get your head examined and more so just look into the fact of what it is they're actually doing.
Exactly.
Because it's not the TV anymore. It's not a toy. It's not something to keep them occupied and doing something. But you really need to be knowing what they're doing with their thumbs and their fingers.
Exactly. Another thing I wanted to talk about is Reddit is going black. completely for 12 hours next week. They're doing a blackout.
For SOPA?
For SOPA.
And for those that aren't familiar with SOPA, what is that?
It's the Stop Online Piracy Act, and it is a act that is going through Congress right now. I believe it's in the Senate. Actually has a surprisingly large amount of sponsors.
Yeah.
For instance, Al Franken, you know, who's unbelievably internet savvy,
yep.
You know, Saturday Night Live fame. He's a SOPA sponsor, not just a supporter, a sponsor.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. But it basically, in layman terms, gives the government the power to shut down websites it believes are violating any sort of copyright infringement.
And that's even going to be at an ISP level.
Yeah.
ISPs are going to have to adhere to something like this, and that's going to be pretty damn scary.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening. I mean, in worst case scenario, Facebook could get shut down for not monitoring the content its users are posting.
And let's make definition of the content. And what about, oh, wow. And then how many other countries? Because, you know, my Facebook, I have friends all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. And Spain just passed a law very similar to SOPA, I think last week or the week before, and it, according to the sources in a couple of the articles I read, the U.S. pushed for them to do that. So the U.S. is pushing this agenda for the internet all over the world.
Now, is this the Motion Picture Association or?
Yeah, the Hollywood industry is primarily behind this, Hollywood and the music industry.
So ASCAP,
mm-hmm.
RIA.
Yes. The I can't remember what the acronym stands for. But,
yeah, but they're the ones that are really pushing this. So people that are not downloading or providing new movies, music,
yeah.
And like that, that's not being compensated. So this is going to be similar to a website and the ISP, the server where it's sitting, is part of the venue for mm-hmm. the actual piracy or the actual theft. The law that's been broken.
Yeah. And, I mean, it has huge implications across, you know, all across the board. I mean, everything from internet memes, you know, you take a screenshot from a movie, put some text over it, that screenshot's technically copywritten material, you know?
Yes.
Like, it is down to something that small, or even, you know, if someone posts, you know, over 150 words of a copywritten article, you know, that is constituted as plagiarism. Therefore, they're responsible.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And, you know, it maybe be a lot like intellectual property or patent. Do you have the money to fight the suit?
Exactly.
And I think it's if this does end up going through, it's going to be very, very interesting.
It is. And there was an article in CNET right at the end of December that talked about a nuclear option where all these big, you know, SOPA opponents, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter.
So Google is an opponent of it?
Yes. Google is opposed to SOPA.
Okay.
And they would all go black for a given amount of time on one day. You know, they would all have a blackout with a link that just, or a text that explains what SOPA is and why they're against it. Reddit is the only one that's actually taking that step. And it's going to cost Reddit a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Reddit is taking a huge financial hit. They talked about that in their blog, but they said, we'd rather lose money now and have freedom later.
This is interesting because I guess financially, from a business standpoint of view, there's a lot of implications. There's a lot of consequences for making a decision like that. So for Reddit to take the stance on that, you know, I definitely applaud them in doing so. That's really standing up, and you're going to make a lot of enemies. But, you know, a wise man once told me that if you have enemies, that's probably pretty good. It means that you stood up for something.
Exactly.
So Google and some of these other ones, that would be pretty crazy and definitely catch the attention to put effort and emphasis on the issue. GoDaddy had a lot of issues with SOPA as well,
yeah,
as of recent.
Yeah, GoDaddy, the blog post was written in October, but it wasn't published until December, stating their support of SOPA and why. And then, again, Reddit just exploded.
I know. There was a big, I think it was December 27th or 29th, was mm-hmm. The National Move Away from GoDaddy Day.
Yep. And I can't remember how many domains they lost offhand, but they did have quite a few transfers. But it forced GoDaddy to backtrack and say that they're actually, you know, they oppose SOPA. And while that doesn't seem 100% sincere in my point of view, it just shows the power of the internet, you know, when people are activists on it. Like,
So we have no idea yet to when this bill is going to come to light and potentially be passed or potentially voted on.
It is I believe it's this month. It's going to be up for debate. It was pushed. It keeps getting pushed back every single time. I know it was supposed to be debated right at the end of December, and then it got pushed back a couple of weeks, and then it got pushed back again. But you know, kind of back to the power of websites like Reddit. The Reddit community petitioned Paul Ryan, the senator, to oppose SOPA, and Paul Ryan came out and publicly opposed it. You know, because so many people got on his website and emailed him and called him and, you know, sent carrier pigeons, did everything they could.
Mm-hmm.
He came out as an opponent of SOPA, and stuff like that is what I think we need to do as, you know, general internet users in order to get SOPA not passed, to keep it, you know, keep it tabled.
Maybe a cool thing people could do too is Google bomb it, mm-hmm. just like they did with Santorum.
Yeah.
And make that a nice big frothy mixture of legislative bill goop so that when you search for SOPA, it's not until the second page.
Yeah.
That would be a cool thing too as well.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. I'm really interested to see how it's all going to play out, in all honesty, because it can, you know, if it passes, it's going to have huge implications, and if it doesn't pass, it's a huge victory for the internet.
You know, we got to wrap up, but I see both sides of the coin here. I can see it from the producers and the movie houses. You know, it's a huge investment to throw out tens of millions of dollars to produce a movie mm-hmm. on the components of you know, having this thing released at the box office and then going to aftermarket and then licensing of all those products. Even like Star Wars, I mean, they've whored themselves out. There's even characters that have been inserted into the movies just to appeal to children.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. So I understand the marketing and licensing component of it, but it's all about money in the end. And I think for the Redditor community, people... There's always going to be a better mousetrap. People are always going to figure out a way. It started with Napster, you know, file sharing, all these different TARs, all these different ways to pirate and take these things illegally away. But now when you're setting the standards and laws that's being set up by people who – in a lot of ways, really don't know their ass from a hole in the ground regarding mm-hmm. technology, except that someone in their IT department sets it up in their BlackBerry.
Exactly.
They really don't understand the implications of where this is going to transcend to. But in the end of the day, it's all about money. So we'll kind of go with the flow of it and see what happens. But it's going to be very, very, very interesting. So we'll follow this really closely for you guys and report back to you.
Definitely.
All right, cool, Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us, and thank you, the listener, for tuning in to the Trademark Productions SEO Podcast Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions Weekly Podcast Radio Show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.